Psalm 102, we will start in verse number 23. Let's pray, and then we'll get started. God, we thank you that we can come into your house tonight, and I pray that whatever burdens or stress or anxiety or just struggles or anger or whatever it is in our heart that we might have brought in with us tonight, I pray that we would just seek you in these few moments. I thank you for the love that you have for us, the love that you put into this place. I thank you for all the folks that are so dedicated to come and to participate in ministries just like we were working on before. And we thank you for the freedom we have to come in here tonight. And I pray that your word would help us to seek you and know that you are eternal and you are in control. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just a brief recap. You may recall at the very first part of this psalm, the psalmist was crying out to the Lord in his day of distress, in his time of struggle. And regardless of what the psalmist's struggle was, we all have days of distress. We all have days of struggle. We have days where we may have enemies that are coming against us like the psalmist, or just life. Just life in itself is just, it's tough. Just making it through a normal day. It's just always something, it seems like. Things could work just as easy as they don't, but 9 times out of 10, it just seems like things don't work. If you ever got a 50-50 shot of getting it right, it seems like for me, I always get it wrong. I was looking for something today through a big stack of papers, and I said to myself, after I got halfway through the stack, I said, you know what I'm looking for is going to be at the bottom of the stack. And so I started going through the bottom first, and sure enough, I came across it really quick. Now, sometimes things in life, they just don't work as easy as we think they should. And life is hard. And so we can relate to the psalmist crying out to the Lord. So the first few verses, he cries out to the Lord. Things are really bad. He feels like everything is just crumbling around him. But we see in verse 12, but he begins to praise the Lord. And he began to acknowledge the goodness of the Lord. And he began to talk about the work of the Lord and future generations praising the Lord and rejoicing in the Lord. And then right here at the end of the psalm, for a second, he kind of goes back to that old attitude, that old mindset. And we see that in verse 23. He says, he has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. That is, or verse 24, excuse me. I say, my God, do not take from me in the middle of my life. Your years continue through all generations. So ever how old the psalmist is here, he doesn't appear to be very old. He says, in the middle of his life, he's a young man, but yet life has become very difficult to him. And what does he say? He has broken my strength in mid-course. I'm in the middle of my race. I'm in the middle of my life. I'm still a young man, and it just doesn't seem like anything is going right. The stress and the pain and the struggles of life were heavy upon him. But what does he say? My God, do not take me in the middle of my life. God, bear with me. God, don't give up on me. God, don't let this be the end. God, I want to keep going, but life is too tough. So, God, I need you to help me right now. And maybe that's our prayer sometimes, maybe every day. Maybe some of you are younger, maybe some of you are older, maybe some of you are just getting started in your race, maybe some of us are in the middle of our race, maybe some of you have been running for a long time, and it doesn't really matter where in your journey in life you are. There are days that we probably pray this prayer, and if we don't, we probably need to. God, don't abandon me, don't leave me, don't let this struggle get the best of me. Don't take me, he says, in the middle of my life. Now, he acknowledges that his life is finite. There's a limit to it. And the scripture says that our life is short and full of struggle, is what the scripture says. And we would all agree with that. We understand that truth. But in the midst of his struggle, he says, look, God, I know that I am finite. I know that my strength is weak. I know that I can't make it, God, on my own, But he also realizes another truth that's very important. And that is that even though we are temporal in this world, God is eternal. And that's what he says. My God, do not take me in the middle of my life. Your years continue through all generations. God, you are eternal. God, you have always been and you will always be. You have seen generations come and you have seen generations go, and you have shown your power and deliverance to those who have come before me, and you'll show your power to those who have come after me. God, you are eternal, but right here and right now, I'm living in this time and I'm weak and I can't make it in my distress and in my struggle. So, God of all eternity, I need you to help me right now. And then he continues back to that idea of praise. He stops for a second and says, look, God, my strength is broken. I'm in the middle of my journey and I'm broken, but I'm still going to praise you. So we see that same theme kind of going back and forth in Psalm 102. He says in verse 25, long ago you established the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. All of them will wear out like clothing. You will change them like a garment, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years never end. What a great reminder there, that God is eternal. God is all-powerful, and God is able to hold together everything or everyone. No matter what goes on, God has the power to share eternity with us through Jesus Christ. That we don't just have to live in this struggle and fight through this struggle and die, but that we serve an eternal God. And if we trust in Jesus Christ, His Son, who died on the cross, then God promises to give us eternal life. And so the psalmist calls out to an eternal God, knowing that whatever happens in this life, that there's something bigger and something better that is in control of the God of the universe. And so even if this earth should pass away, even if the heavens should pass away, God will still remain in control. And those who trust in God will be protected by God and saved by God and live for eternity in the presence of God. We see a verse here that's quoted several times in the New Testament in verse 26, talking about the heavens and the earth. He says, they will perish, but you will endure. All of them will wear out like clothing. You will change them like a garment, and they will pass away. We see this reference sometimes. That is, that things that we see will not always be. That heaven and earth shall pass away, and they will pass away one day. And God will create a new heavens and a new earth. That's what he says. God, you will change them like clothing, like worn out clothing is changed. Now, it doesn't take us long to get up in the morning and we take our pajamas off when we put our clothes on. It's almost instantaneous, only a few seconds for us to make that change. We take off the old and we put on the new. And that's what the psalmist says here. God, you are in control of everything, and everything is going to pass away. It's going to change. It's going to be changed like a garment. But God, you are still in control. So even if this world full of struggles is bad, I know, God, that I don't trust in this world full of struggles. I trust in you. And even the struggles will one day pass away, but God, you will not. So God, I trust in you that you will deliver me from my struggles in this life and for all of eternity. And that's the hope of the psalmist, is that he knows that this world is not the final say. Now that's good news for us tonight. We need to be reminded of that. Because you go home and you watch the news or you listen to the news and you see all the evils and the struggles and the pains that you're struggling, that you're struggling with in your life, and you see what other people are struggling with around the world and all the things that are going on. But we have to remember what the psalmist remembered. Okay, God, I'm weak right now in the midst of the struggle, but when I'm weak, you are strong. So God, I know that you are eternal, and I'm going to trust in you to know that one day this struggle will end. But God, if I trust in you, I'll have an eternity in your presence, where there will be no more struggle, and there will be no more crying, there will be no more worries, there will be no more sin. All of that will come to an end in the presence of an eternal God. Verse 27. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Your servants' children will dwell securely, and their offspring will be established before you. He's continuing to remember those who were going to come after him. That the God of the people who came before him is the same God that he's calling out to now. And he's the same God who's going to be for generations to come. Because generations will come and generations will go. Good people will come and good people will go. Bad people will come, bad people will go. Good times will come, bad times will go. This is the way that life is. Nothing in this world is constant. There is only one thing that is constant, one person that is constant, and that is God, who has always been and who will always be. So anything we trust in other than God, we're in trouble. Because anything we trust in is going to be destroyed. Anything we trust in is going to be gone. And anything we trust in that's not God, when it is gone, we will be gone with it. But if we trust in the Lord, as the things of the world come and as the things of the world go, as the very heavens and the very earth shall pass away, we serve an eternal God who will make a new heavens and a new earth. And through Jesus Christ, desires to spend an eternity with us in that heaven. So God promises us an eternity through Jesus Christ. May that be where our hope is tonight. That we're not overcome by what is seen, but we have faith in what is not seen. We have faith in an eternity where our struggle will come to an end. The psalmist knew that truth, and he cried out to God, God, I'm weak in my struggle, but I trust you. May that be our prayer tonight. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for this good word. And it's a word we can relate to because we've got those struggles and those pains and those difficulties. But God, I pray that you would help us to realize that you are bigger than the things that we see. That the things that we see are only temporary. But God, you are eternal. So I pray that we would see that truth, that we would rejoice in that truth, that we would rejoice in the way you've worked in those who have come before us, that we would rejoice in the way that you work in our life, dear Lord, and that we would rejoice in the way that you'd work in the lives of those who come after us, dear Lord, that they would know the same truth that we know, that the gospel has continued to be spread, that Jesus Christ and his love and his death and his resurrection, dear Lord, are spread to a lost and dying world. That they would look to the cross of Jesus. That they would look past the things that are passing away. And they would look to the eternal Savior of the world. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.